judgment. Genesis 19 today on Through the Word, and today is Judgment Day. I don't mean today for you and I mean in the story, it's Judgment Day. Then again, who knows, today could be the day for us too. Do you live as though any day could be the day? Do you live ready to go? Now before we dig in, parents, this chapter has some serious adult content. So kids, please let your parents check it out before you listen. Thanks. That means hit the stop button now. All right, we left off with two angels on the way to the town of Sodom, because an outcry against the city had reached the Lord. Let's pick up the story at verse 1. The two angels came to Sodom in the evening, and Lot was sitting in the gate of Sodom. When Lot saw them, he rose to meet them and bowed himself with his face to the earth and said, "My lords, please turn aside to your servant's house and spend the night and wash your feet. Then you may rise up early and go on your way." Lot is the main character in our story, a righteous man living in a wicked, wicked town. Lot is the classic backslider, a walk with God that just slipped off back into the world. As far as we can tell, he never stopped believing in God. He just chose the world first. In verse 1, we find Lot in the town gate, which means that he's a leader in Sodom now. He started out on the outskirts. Now he's in the in crowd. When the two angels show up, Lot immediately convinces them to stay at his home, keeping them away from the depravity of the town. But it doesn't last. When you live in the wrong place, you don't have to find sin. Sin finds you. Kids, if you haven't hit the stop button yet, now's the time. In verse 4, "But before they lay down, the men of the city, the men of Sodom, both young and old, all the people to the last man surrounded the house, and they called to Lot, 'Where are the men who came to you tonight? Bring them out to us, that we may know them.'" Now, when these men say "know them," it's a euphemism. What they really mean is rape. Two strangers show up, and every man in town, young and old to the very last, shows up for a gang rape. This place is sick. Lot goes outside and makes an attempt to stop the violence by offering his two virgin daughters in place of the men. Now, I don't know what Lot is thinking, if his morals have gone whack or what, but it doesn't matter. You can't bargain with sin. It never works. The men turn on Lot, and in verse 9 they said, "This fellow came to sojourn, and he has become the judge. Now we will deal worse with you than with them." Then in verse 10, the story gets intense. "But the men reached out their hands and brought Lot into the house with them and shut the door. And they struck with blindness the men who were at the entrance of the house, both small and great, so that they wore themselves out, groping for the door. Then the men said to Lot, 'Have you anyone else here, sons-in-law, sons, daughters, or anyone you have in the city? Bring them out of the place, for we are about to destroy this place, because the outcry against its people has become great before the Lord, and the Lord has sent us to destroy it.'" There's urgency in the words of the angels, and sometimes I wonder if I have the same urgency to save my family and friends. In verse 14, Lot goes to warn the men who were engaged to his daughters, but they laugh him off. When sin reigns free, judgment sounds like a joke. Think about that. They had a chance, and they laughed. Then in verse 15, "As morning dawned, the angels urged Lot, saying, 'Up, take your wife and your two daughters who are here, lest you be swept away in the punishment of this city.' But he lingered. So the men seized him and his wife and his two daughters by the hand, the Lord being merciful to him. And they brought him out and set him outside the city. And as they brought them out, one said, 'Escape for your life. Do not look back or stop anywhere in the valley. Escape to the hills, lest you be swept away.'" I am dumbfounded at the hesitation of Lot. He just keeps lagging. But I am even more amazed at the mercy of God. The angels nearly have to drag Lot's family out. But verse 16 explains, "The Lord was merciful to them." And here we have the heart of the whole story. There are two basic lessons here, and both of them are explained in 2 Peter 2:6. "If God condemned the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah by burning them to ashes and made them an example of what is going to happen to the ungodly, and if he rescued Lot, a righteous man who was distressed by the filthy lives of lawless men, if this is so, then the Lord knows how to rescue godly men from trials and to hold the unrighteous for the day of judgment while continuing their punishment." Peter states clearly that Sodom and Gomorrah were an example of what is going to happen to the ungodly. Judgment is real and it is coming. But that's not the only lesson here. I've heard people say, if God doesn't judge America today, he owes Sodom and Gomorrah an apology. Is that true? Is America worse than Sodom? America has perversity, to be sure. Sexual perversion, pornography, divorce rate, violence. We give our children games that fill their minds with profoundly violent and sexually twisted images. Games, no less. But there's more to America. The media continually gets worse. But what about our youth? Over the last 20 to 30 years, statistics show, among teens, teenage virginity is up. Suicide is down significantly. Violent crimes are way down. Drug abuse is down. Tobacco use has been cut in half. And binge drinking is also way down. In fact, our worst generation statistically was the youth of the 80s. So does that mean we're okay then? No way, get real. Divorce rate, abortion rate, the porn industry is bigger than the movie industry. We worship money and pleasure. America is corrupt. But someone is making a difference. And the youth that follow Jesus are making a difference in their generation. Remember I told you the story of Sodom has two lessons. And they're right here in 2 Peter 2. He says that the Lord knows how to rescue godly men from trials and to hold the unrighteous for the day of judgment. God knows how to rescue godly men. For those struggling to live right and stay pure, God rescues you out. But for the ungodly, for those who could be struck blind and still try to grope around to commit sin, the Lord knows how to hold the unrighteous for the day of judgment. So Lot and his family reach safety in a small town nearby. And, sad to say, there's one more hard lesson to be learned here. The family was told repeatedly, don't look back. Now there's a lesson for you and I. When God saves you from depravity, don't look back. After they reach safety, however, Lot's wife looks back. What made her do it? In Luke 17, Jesus shares the story of Sodom. How the people were eating and drinking, buying and selling, like any other day, when fire and sulfur destroyed them all. Jesus says it will be just like this on the day that he is revealed. And then he says to believers, remember Lot's wife. And then he explains, whoever tries to keep his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life will preserve it. In other words, anyone who chases after all the worldly stuff of Sodom and calls that living will lose it all. But anyone who lets go of what the world calls life and holds on to Jesus will find the life that is truly alive. Lot's wife couldn't let go. She turned back, wanted to keep the old life, and she became a pillar of salt. When a Christian turns back to the world, it's like the life is gone. They become a statue of the Christian that used to be so vibrant and alive. Read Genesis 19 today. Feel the angel's urgency to save. Remember Lot's wife. And don't look back.
Join us next time as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the word.